Christians facing genocide in Syria? How far has rebuilding gotten in Haiti? And on a happier note, we'll find out how English can be used for outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christian genocide. Massive persecution could follow church growth in Syria. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says amid violence,
one of the statements that our contact made was, hey, you can start a house church in a day if you just go out and start talking to people and presenting the gospel. There's so much openness.
Believers are multiplying in Syria, but so is fear.
What our contacts in Syria are saying is that they are concerned about a potential of a backlash against the church and against Christians, in particular if an Islamist-leaning group becomes the head of the country, they worry.
Some say it'll be all-out genocide. Nettleton won't go that far, but is concerned for believers.
They are seen by the masses as having been aligned with Assad, maybe even protected by Assad, and so anger at the Assad regime becomes anger at Christians.
Pray against this, especially in light of new church growth. Meanwhile, a Southern Baptist worker speculates that before transition, Syria could end up in all-out civil war. The International Mission Board reports that their worker often tells churches things aren't as bad in the Middle East as they look on TV, but this time, he says the situation's probably worse than most realize. He believes Assad's regime is too powerful to give up anytime soon. Although it's sometimes hard to believe God's at work, he agrees that people are opening up to the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. The United Nations Security Council is in Haiti this week to evaluate the restoration of the Caribbean country. The focus this week is on the progress made. Similar focus is taking place at the site of Baptist Haiti Mission's main campus. BHM's Ron Sparks explains that up until now,
we've been very much occupied with restoring the church and school buildings that were damaged by the earthquake. And then also the individual homes of people were destroyed or damaged so much they could not be occupied.
Now that those projects are well underway, they can look at their own needs. The main house on campus was severely damaged. It's being rebuilt as guest apartments. They need help.
One way that people give may be through money, but it's also through time. So these volunteer teams that come down, not only do they do the physical work of reconstruction in many cases, but they're also doing the evangelical reach out as they share the love of Christ with the Haitian people that they're working with.
Meanwhile, the Cure Children's Hospital of Uganda is doing what it's supposed to do, grow. Because of that, the team is outpaced by the needs they're trying to meet. They brought in another doctor and building another intensive care unit, operating room, and expanding the outpatients department. Patients experience not only expert care, but also the life-changing message of God's love for them. Growth isn't without a challenge. Learn more at our website. And teaching English as a second language is a great need, especially in the U.S. Churches are using ESL in ministry. And that's why Cornerstone University is hosting their 11th annual ESL conference Saturday, April 14th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Associate Professor of Linguistics Michael Pasquale says this year's conference is on total physical response,
where you give simple commands in English. You're kind of acting out the different things. You're pointing to things. And so we're kind of teaching the basics of how to do this in your class.
Dr. James Asher is the creator of the method, and he'll be speaking. Pasquale says starting an ESL ministry in your local church is strategic.
This helps reach a population that wouldn't necessarily just walk through a church door. We're helping build bridges into communities, able to provide a service, but through that service, we're building relationships, and through that, we could share the gospel.
Conference information is available at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica, which used to be International Bible Society, wants you to have a free NIV Gospel of John. Why? So you can use it or tell your friends the most incredible story ever told, the good news of Jesus Christ. How do you get your pocket-sized NIV Gospel of John? Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or place your order immediately at missionnetworknews.org and click on the Gospel of John link. I'm Greg Yoder.